This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session. Danny, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the solution, actually. Right? You want to be part of the solution. You don't want to be part. You know, that's my favorite line, right? You don't want to be part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution. So you get formed, get engaged. Unlike the Democrats have been. I mean, come on, think about it. Are they informed and engaged? No, they're definitely engaged, that's for sure. With lack of information, lack of real truth, you know where I'm going. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Or spending with me, anyway. I don't know who else you're spending. You better not be spending time with anybody I don't much care for. Anyway, look. I loved it today. Did you see all the rallies, too? Like, you know, Happy President's Day kind of thing? And it wasn't for Joey B, was it? No. Most of what was going on was all about President Trump, which I thought was hilarious. Because you know that Nancy Pelosi was chewing on her own dentures today. No question about it. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room. But just being part of the solution here. You know, being part of, hopefully, what you believe is you're being properly informed. That's always nice. And provided there's not too much snow. Texas, my God, my heart goes out to them. They're not used to this kind of weather. Now I know you Texans are going to tell me you can handle anything, and I truly believe that. I agree with you. But I mean, shit, this is bad. And when you don't get it, I grew up in Boston. I'm a Boston boy. So the walking out the door and finding 15 feet of snow was not a big deal. No, not the story going uphill into snow both ways. I'm not talking about that. President got acquitted. Well, actually, technically, he didn't get anything. He couldn't get anything. He shouldn't have been impeached to begin with. We all know that. So what do you want to call it? The outcome of the circus? The outcome of the theater? Yeah, I like that one better. He won in the fourth act of the theater? You saw some of the crazy memes going around, 0 for 2? But you know, the sad part about this is they're so hateful. You know what I mean? They're so hateful. They're such a nasty, hateful group. This does not stop here. They're going to be looking to put him in jail. They're going to be looking to find anything they can. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They're going to be doing everything they can to hang this man. They're going to want to break him financially. They're going to try to break him every single way they can. And I'll bet you, it's not like I have a boatload of money to bet, I'll bet you the man will still fight for us. He's not going to stop. He believes in his country. He believes in the people. And after, hopefully, after what he saw today, he knows that we're not all Mitch McConnells. Look, I'm not, I don't stick up for him. I don't believe in him because he's Donald Trump. Right? I believe in him simply because he loves this country. He is willing to fight for this country. And that's what matters to me. I don't care who you... Matter of fact, I'll say something to make somebody nuts. I don't even care what side of the aisle you're on. Are you willing to fight for me? That's what I want to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, if you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. The, I had a group, some, where the heck did it go? I just had it up on the screen. I get to yakking at you guys, I forget what I'm doing, right? Got a lot of crazy stories to really cover. You know, talk about Andrew Cuomo. Well, we don't have to if you don't want to, but Andrew Cuomo, what a self-righteous piece of work he is. You know, these guys are always above it all. They're smarter than we are. They know what they're doing. It's everybody else's fault, but theirs. But look what's happening now. The man is in the hot, as well as he should be. And what's his brother doing? Right? What's Fredo Cuomo doing these days? Is he's not covering for his brother. He's just not saying anything. Because he knows they're in trouble. I mean, when you have another Democrat coming out, I mean, because they usually don't, they don't tell on each other. No matter how bad it is, they normally don't tell on each other. But here you got Cuomo. Cuomo's in the hot seat, as well as he should be. He let, they're saying he might have, he might be down at 50% underreported. Think about that. Think about the numbers that is. And you talk about the swamp covering. They are really the swamp. There needs to be an immediate... You know, if this was Trump, it would be 24-7 news coverage. Every AG in the country would be coming out on this. What's Cuomo? Are they coming after Cuomo? Will they? I believe they will. I hope they do. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Feel the rhythm. Yes. Back. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And just let me just bring her on because I have so much fun when she's on me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. And we get the New England viewpoint on really what's happening in politics. But and that's pretty black and white, don't you think, in most cases, Kimberly?
What did you say?
Really? That's pretty black and white. That politics in New England, there's no...
Oh,
like,
God, yeah,
area.
Sorry. I did not catch the last of what you said. Sorry. Well, it's been one of those days.
It's not over yet.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No,
it is. It is pretty much in New England, at least.
Yeah. Well, that's what I always loved. You know, again, that's what was nice about politics. You could sit out and you could talk with people, you know, about politics. And it was, and like I said, it was black and white, so you didn't have to worry about where somebody stood. They would tell you. You know, really, if you think about it, for years, I mean, when I was down there, when I was in Boston, You knew where people stood on politics. There was no question.
And right, and you could have it, but you, yeah, you didn't hate them, and you could have a discussion about it. And that switched. That severely switched under Obama.
Yeah. Well, he brought a whole new vigor to racism, didn't he?
To divisiveness. That's really what that happened under him. You know, people could at least agree or agree to disagree or, hey, we agree on these things. We don't on these other things.
Yep.
That went away. That went away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you disagree on someone's politics, they want to get you fired from your job. They want you to lose, you know, whatever, you know, if you have a show or something. It's pretty horrifying what the left has done to this country.
Oh, it is. And it's not going to stop. You and I both know it's not going to stop anytime soon. Matter of fact, we'll get to Cuomo and others in a minute. I'm not one to feel sorry for Trump because he's a big boy. He can handle himself. But I was just saying in the last segment, I said, you know, they're not going to stop. They're going to come after him and come after him and come after him. They're going to try to bankrupt this guy. That's the only way they're going to get, you know, they're talking about censuring him now. Really?
They're doing this. It's not Trump. It's all the Americans who supported Trump. It's regular Americans who that's really they're sending a message to those people to say, we're going to keep doing this to him. That means you better keep your mouth shut or we're going to do it to you, too.
Well, they're already doing it everywhere. It shows you how they play. But, so how does this, in your mind, how does this play out? It will eventually the people on the left, the rank and file who really aren't into this kind of thing, will they come against their own? Will the Dems self-explode?
No, they're too cowardly. Sorry, they won't. Because they know it'll probably be even worse for them. Look at the walkaway movement.
Oh yeah.
You know they are regular Democrats who had no idea they've been lied to all these years, and they finally figure out the truth, and they're disgusted. But look at how those people are treated.
Oh yeah, the other night I was talking about it on the show, and I was saying, if you think about it, way back when Nancy Pelosi saw that the black community was actually going for Trump, looked like they were going to break towards Trump, she stopped calling them blue-collar workers, and she started calling them what? Uninformed voters.
Yep.
Which was quite interesting.
Because the establishment thinks they know what's best for us. We're just dumb people. We can't think for ourselves. We can't spend our money the way we choose to spend our money. They have to spend it on us, making it, you know, what they think is best for us, like with the Obamacare crap, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's become more clear over the past 12 years that there really, truly is a political class and then us. That's truly what the divide is. And the reason the political class wants to divide all of us with each other is because they know that if we all got together and said, oh, no, you need to stop and held them accountable for their horrifying behavior and how much they're trying to destroy this country, we'd win.
Yeah,
that's why they keep us all divided and hating each other.
Yeah, now see, they think that we are the ones trying to ruin this country, that we're the ones that don't pay attention to the Constitution. I mean, what's really funny is if you think about it, everything they've been going for, you know, everything that Joe is doing at Warp Speed, Joey B, every one of them is to strip us of our rights. Look at
him.
He's talking about not allowing travel to Florida. Really, because they're so out of control, but New York and California are doing fine?
Right. Oh, no, he wants to pass massive gun control, too. Personally, you know, we've talked about this before, I think that's why the National Guard is still at the Capitol. Because I think they plan on shoving through some kind of horrifying, draconian, destructive gun control, and they know that millions of people are going to be outraged.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
D.C. without Trump telling them to go there.
Yeah, they'll march on D.C. and protest just like they did for Obamacare.
Yep.
People marched on D.C. about for Obamacare. Of course, the left didn't listen because they don't care what the people think. And that was a group, the People Against Obamacare was a group of people from across all political realms, economic statuses, everything.
Yep.
They hate when Americans get together to fight against the political class. They hate it.
Yep.
Because when we get together like that, like you're starting to see a little bit with regular parents, including parents on the left, speaking out and lashing out against teachers unions and school boards and administrations who keep shutting down schools or keep schools shut down because the unions don't want them open.
No, no.
And, of course, demanding more money.
Well, that's because they need more money to stay safe.
Yeah, there's billions that still hasn't been spent. And I saw a video today, I can't remember where I was watching it, of a woman who they did the classroom over, and they have all these kids in like these little plexiglass things around their desks. So if you're a kid sitting in the back, you can't see what's on the board. The teacher's not going to be able to hear you over your mask. It's horrifying. It's horrifying.
No, I'm getting stuff from parents here. It's quite interesting to see what they have to say. So, and as far as that goes, Joe is promising us that the kids will be back in school at least one day a week before his first 100 days is up. Isn't that great?
Yep, but there's been schools all across the country, private schools, Catholic schools, they've been in school this whole time.
Yep.
Daycares, Joe. Daycares. Excuse me, many daycares around the country have been open this entire time. Never shut down one day.
God.
Didn't have all little toddlers or pre-K kids or daycare kids wearing masks. Kids played, came and went as they normally did. Not a problem.
Yeah. They're so confused. And, you know, did you watch the closing argument or did you watch the few hours on Friday?
I watched none of it.
All right. Well, I'll fill you in a little bit.
Okay.
Don't be thinking your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're killing you in right after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Much of the nation is dealing with a massive winter storm that has brought heavy snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to many areas not used to seeing an Arctic blast. More than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas. More than 4 million people have been left without power, 3 million in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday morning. Forecasters say another storm is expected to bring more snow and ice to the eastern half of the country later this week. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a 9/11-style commission to look into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. In a letter Monday to House Democrats, Pelosi pushed lawmakers to create the panel and to appropriate more funding for Capitol security. Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the Speaker Monday asking what she knew about the Capitol's security protocols before the riots. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Back. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-SHOW. 855-732-5563. And head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there, a lot happening. Let me bring her back on because I so much enjoy having her on the show with me. Kimberly Moore enjoys me. She does every week. How to get the New England viewpoint of what's going on throughout the country. And Kimberly, again, thanks for being with me. I always love when you're with me.
Thanks for having me.
I like the fact that I can keep you up all night because your heart's still pumping, your blood pressure's up after the show for a while with all the crazy stuff.
I'll probably have to take NyQuil.
Hey, switch gears for a second from what we were talking about. Today was President's Day, obviously, and there were rallies all over the country, but I couldn't find any signs for Joey B. anywhere. They were all Trump signs.
Wait, and, there was rallies all over the country for
all
President's
over
Day?
The country today for Trump. So that's why apparently Nancy Pelosi was nowhere to be found because she was in the hospital getting that flat spot in her forehead straightened, fixed. She must have been going out of her mind. Okay. Can you imagine? And then he hops in the car for an impromptu drive-by, and he drives by all, and the place, you'll find videos online, the place just erupts.
I did get a glimpse of something really quick, but I thought it was something from last year. I didn't even think it was from today. That's fabulous.
It's wonderful. And, again... They're going out of their, they're going out of their minds in D.C. going, we have got to shut this guy down. This is dangerous. Too many people like him. Those sickos have to be put in jail. And a lot of those people were holding, ready for this one? A lot of those people were holding Trump 2024 flags.
So, oh, God.
You know the Dems, they got the little white froth coming out of the sides of their mouth and everything right about now, don't you think?
Of course they do. I mean, And again, like we were already talking about, it's not even Trump so much that they're afraid of. It's regular people.
Yeah.
Like just because Trump brought over to his, I don't want to say side, but Trump brought over to he brought other people into the fold of seeing the truth about what's really going on as far as like the economy. You know, he made it better. He fixed it. You know, and so people notice that when once people wake up, you know how it goes. Once you take that red pill, you're done. You cannot go back.
Nope. No. And look at how nasty they're being to their own, even to their own people. Right?
Yeah.
I can't think of the guy's name, the black fellow that was, worked for Obama. And they were tearing him up on The View because he actually had the gall to quote the numbers and what a good job or how Trump was good for the black community. Van Jones, that was it. Right?
Oh, yeah. Van Jones sometimes has some enlightening things to say that, he might be a commie, but he does sometimes have legit things that are valid to say.
And he wasn't even praising Trump. I mean, like, he wasn't saying, this guy was great. He was putting out numbers there and saying Trump did do some things for the black community that helped. And they went berserk on this man. This shows you his hate.
They hate the truth. Well, first of all, we already know the left hates the truth and facts, right? Flat out, straight up, everybody knows that. If you don't know it, just listen to what they say and then go find out the truth because you will find the truth.
Yep.
Everything they say is a lie. Everything. That whole unity shtick that Biden used, I hope you all know that was a lie now. And for all of you supposed conservatives who voted for Biden because you didn't like Trump because he was, you know, not your cup of tea, I hope you're happy with what you did because he lied to your faces and everything he said, he did the opposite. He's done the opposite.
Anything's better than Trump, though. Don't you know that? Anything. That man is just a lying man, hating, bigoted, racist, homophobe. That's what they say. And you go, really? Have you ever grabbed one of those people and said, give me one example that is not a byline from one of those left-wing lunatic sites? They can't do it.
I have. And they come up with the same spew that CNN says. They just repeat the stuff, and I said, okay, and you can prove them wrong over and over and over and over again. They can't come up with anything valid. Not one.
No,
not one thing.
But they got them. It is so much fun to throw some truth at them, and they don't know what to do. Look, just think about what's been hot and heavy in the news in the last 5, 6, 7 days. You know, not one mainstream outlet is dealing with the Lincoln Project allegations, right? Not one. And you think about how bad it is when you look at it. They voluntarily just stopped taking donations. Yeah, okay, right. Sure, they did. And the same thing with you look at CNN, right? You hear anything about Cuomo? Anything?
Nope. They're not going to.
He should be brought up on murder charges, that man.
Well, it was funny today. I heard he was going to have a presser, I'm like, oh, I hope he resigns. And then I thought about him, like, yeah, he's too much of a narcissist. He won't resign. And what did he do? He just blamed everybody else. He blamed everybody else. The man is psychotic. He's a narcissist. And he needs to go.
Oh, big time.
Like, I mean, he literally killed grandma. Like, it's not just... it's understandable people didn't know how it was working, you know, how this virus worked at first, although they should have figured out how viruses work. You know, we've had science around for a long time. But even when people figured it out and kept, you know, COVID patients out of nursing homes, he didn't. He kept sending them there.
Yep. He didn't care. Apparently, there's a different money incentive between nursing homes and hospitals. He wants to make sure the hospitals got the bulk share of their dollars, you know. But sending them there, and to your point, he still denies that he did anything wrong. He's blaming it on everybody else. I love the fact that they had a big rally out in front of his place. They had a big coffin there with pictures of everybody that went to nursing homes. Maybe not everybody, but a good majority of them that went to nursing homes and died there, you know. And they're just eating him up. I mean, seriously. But knowing him, with his attitude, he won't resign. They're going to have to bring legal action against him. And for once, the Dems are actually working, I don't know how close, but they're working hand in hand with the Republicans to bring him in, to rail him in.
And Yeah, they are. The Democrats are coming out and speaking out against him, too. And today in his press conference, I just saw bits of it. He said, there's nothing to investigate. Oh, really? Really? Thank you, Your Highness.
No, we is running a legitimate business operation over here, okay?
Let the oh, my God. He's just him and his brother are both such dirtbags.
God. The Cuomo, it's the Cuomo clan, seriously. And I love the fact that, you know, Janice Dean from Fox News, Fox Weather person, she was one. Both of her I guess her parents or her parent-in-laws died.
Yes, her in-laws.
And
yep.
And she was on him, calling him out. And, you know, Fox got tired of it after a while, but the reality was she was right. She saw it way back when, and she was right.
Yeah, you know? She's been on that right from the beginning. And she kept calling him out, and they just... Cuomo doesn't care. It's all about him.
But they've gotten so brazen that they kind of look at you, shake your head, and keep going, like, yeah, whatever. And you've seen it happen here in Los Angeles with the DA, with the new DA that they voted in. He doesn't care what anybody said, because we're all too stupid. He basically said that. You don't know the law. You have no right to voice your opinion on it. Well, if we didn't know the law, we had no right to vote on you. Maybe you need to leave, right?
Right. A sergeant in California, and I forget where, it might be L.A. County, has been speaking out against Newsom and that DA because of everything that's going on, releasing quote-unquote nonviolent criminals, like thousands.
Oh, like crazy. Because, you know, having four... criminals in a jail cell together, a little 10-by-10 cell, that's just inhumane. I mean, man, I was in one room with four of my cousins forever. My kids slept four to a room until I could afford to buy or get into a place that had two bedrooms just for the kids.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. Having four prisoners in it, we'll get this back on the break. After the break.
All right.
I am not leaving that thought.
Okay. Joe Mazzini, your host, you listen to The Real Side, your co-host when we come back, will be Kimberly Moreno. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Wilson Wilson of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let me just bring it back in because I really do appreciate the time that she spends with us. And listen, Kimberly, before we get rolling here, why don't you tell people where they can find you so we don't get up against it, you know, read your writings, that kind of thing.
GraniteGrok.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
And there's no, what is it? It's not for, what is this, what's the IND stand for?
Independent.
See? Like
not Indiana.
Like they have to guess that, right? I mean, seriously. Because, you know, you don't sound independent at all.
I've had people assume it meant Indiana. I was like, yep. What are you talking about? Didn't think that through when I set that up.
So, well, you kind of gave people some... anyway, so we were talking about the criminal justice system, quote-unquote. Well, they call it the criminal injustice system here in California. four men to a cell. In a 10-by-10 cell, apparently, is too many to a room. It's just cruel and unusual.
Yeah, cruel and unusual. And what did those men in that cell do? Did any of them rape a kid, rape a woman, kill someone? I mean, that's not inhumane or cruel and unusual. Since when do we start coddling prisoners? Yes, I agree, we can't treat them like animals, although in some cases, it might be, we probably treat our animals better, but we should, rather. But this is, it's out of control how much they coddle criminals who have harmed other people, taken other people's lives. And they coddle them like, oh, we need to treat you better. Really?
Yeah, well, they put these violent serial murderers, you know, they sentence them to death. And then, what do you go? You go months and months and months because one of the devices isn't working quite right, right? The straps may cut into his wrist when he's down there. You know, we've had problems with the injector device. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be cruel. So what? They're not in there for good behavior. They're not in there because they stole chocolate bars from the local supermarket. They're in there because they've done something really egregious and nasty. It's the last moments of their life. I'm sorry, you're done.
You know, I do agree that we need to revamp the justice system because I think throughout this country we have a serious problem with it, especially when it comes to nonviolent crime where there's no victim. But it's ridiculous when people literally are. It's there's nothing else to say but they're coddling criminals.
They are. No, no, you're exactly right. It's you know, here again in LA, in California as a whole, now they're talking about getting rid of what are they, private run prisons, because you know they're for profit. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, those prisons are clean, they're well staffed, right? People are taken care of. You want to talk about, why don't we go look at some of the prisons run by from the government? Look at the level of people are getting. Go ahead.
The government, the private prisons are probably run much better. But I think part of the issues with private prisons is they found in different places around the country that there is, like, you know, judges that were corrupt.
Right. And the judges should be put in a public jail. A regular, non-privately run jail. Don't you think?
No, I agree. And you know, instead of... This is the problem with politicians mostly, and especially with the left, but not only the left, some people on the right too, is something happens, right? So instead of trying to solve that for that issue, they just want to, like, ban everything.
Right.
Like, that idiot that's in the Oval Office right now is talking about Parkland. And now he wants to ban semi-automatic rifles, standard magazines. He wants to do all this stuff, right? And it's like everybody failed in that Parkland case, the school administration, the FBI, and the local authorities. Every single one of those people failed. There was already laws in place that could have put him into an institution to get the psycho help he clearly needed. Yep. Everybody failed. But they want to take everybody else's guns away who never did a damn thing to harm a fly.
I know. They
blame everybody, humans, all Americans, for psychopathic behavior of someone who clearly had issues. Known issues.
But it's always been like that with the Democrats. They always seem to want to blame everything that has nothing to do with it, right? And the double and the triple hypocrisy behind the way they come up with things, right? I mean, seriously. So this president, and I know it's been beaten to death, but we still could say it. I mean, this president, not this one now, but President Trump, was accused of causing that riot. You know, I got to give credit to the Trump's lawyers when they laid down the timeline. I had so many people saying, well, wait a minute, that's the first time I've heard that. Well, what are you, an idiot?
Are you kidding me?
Of course it is the first time you've heard it, because they're not putting it out there on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DEFG, not even on Fox News.
Yeah,
you've got to do a little reading, check out Newsmax and places like that.
Well, so there's a few things about this, and this is one of the problems is the left, and that includes corporate media, big tech, they don't wait. They never wait for facts to come out. We already see this. And even when the facts come out, that it doesn't, if it doesn't fit their narrative, they won't repeat them or report on them.
You're right.
The insurrection, or whatever you want to call it, started long before anybody left Trump's speech.
Yep.
Right? And then, not on top of that, they knew, the FBI and others in powers that be, knew that some people were planning something on that day. They knew it.
Right.
Yet, they didn't beef up police or anything.
No, they need to go after nothing. Listen, for me, they need to go after Pelosi because she apparently, rumor has it, that she refused to take the help that was offered to her. She's the one in charge, not in charge of security so much, but she's in charge of overseeing security. The Capitol Police can report to her as well as they do anybody else up there. And then the D.C. police, apparently, I read an article about the assistant D.C. chief who said, we asked for help. It was denied. Think about that. Let that sink in.
So, yep. It was a setup, Joe. It was a complete setup.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, Trump is going to, he was always having rallies. I think the setup was that they didn't protect the Capitol on purpose. They knew full well somebody was planning on doing something.
Right. Yeah, no, they had information. Yep.
The FBI, they watch stuff like this all the time. Big tech helps monitor. Apparently, there was stuff going on Facebook where they were looking into it.
Yep.
So,
right.
It was known by officials that some people were planning something. I don't know how much detail they knew, but they knew something was going on, and they did nothing
right
to properly protect the Capitol.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And again, when you look at what's going on in even the rallies that are coming up with Trump, you know they're going to try to put something else on him. They're not going to let this guy rest. It's just such a danger to them if he maintains his popularity. And I think they're making him more popular as the days go on when they do this stuff to him, don't you?
Well, it works both ways, I think.
Okay.
For some people, it just you know, the people that were maybe on the fence, say, right, in 2020, Trump was hammered so hard and lied about so often that can flip them. You know what I mean? Because they were sort of on the fence. But I don't think it's going to work out the way they think.
No, and it's not going to
keep trying to nail him.
People who are hearing, if we can do a better job, people like me and others can do a better job at laying out the fact that, look what BLM did, 270 plus riots over the summertime, okay? Now you see what just happened, what was it, in Seattle or Portland with the snow, where they piled it behind a police car so they couldn't get out? All right.
And oh, my God.
It's a hoax. It wasn't a real story. Oh, sure. Everything about Trump is true and real, but any of these other stories coming out of these places are not. This is all BLM. This is all Antifa. When are they going to be held? When are their leaders going to be held for what their members do?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah. And all the billionaires who fund them and give them money?
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, and they've got the...
I'll tell you right now, I do not, or I try not to, if I know, support any business that supports them or donates money to them. I do not.
Yeah, it's funny, and you're seeing that more and more coming. You're seeing that happen more and more because they're doing it to us. And it's not a tit for tat. It's actually, you're sitting here, and I'm saying to myself, all right, they're telling people not to support conservative companies. Throw them off the station. Throw them off of social media. And yet we're supposed to sit here and be quiet? No.
Yep.
No, we should be doing the same thing. We should be playing the same way they do. Hey, on a positive note, okay, I thought I'd leave you on a positive note, kind of calm you down a little bit, right? The Utah GOP members are now circulating a petition to censure Mitt Romney. I don't think he has.
Oh, nice.
You like that. I don't think he's going to have a chance in the next election. I think he's done.
Oh, please. People knew how Romney was before. He's always been a lightweight pushover. Yeah. He's never a strong candidate.
No, he's never been strong. No kidding. I agree with you there. All right. Hey, stay warm. I don't know. You guys aren't supposed to get any, like, major snow like there in Texas, those poor people. But stay warm. Throw another log in the fireplace. Stay close to the dog. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Dr. B's coming up in the next hour telling you how to deal with all that excitement of having snow and all this other stuff.